Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, April 12th, 2021. Today, I have another guest on my show today. He's from Wood TV 8, and he does the early morning daybreak show on Wood TV 8. But before we get started, this is my recorder, Ron. This is my digital voice recorder. Ron is my voice recorder. It's my handheld recorder, and it helps me. And I put questions in there, so that way I practice. So this is for those that can or cannot see. So that's Ron. That's my new co-host. And I have another guest on my show. So he's from Wood TV 8, and like I said, he does the early morning daybreak show on Wood TV 8. So let's welcome Casey Jones to the show. Good afternoon, Casey. How are you doing today?
Joe, I'm terrific. I'm very excited to be here. I want to thank you for having me on your show. And having already been a part and watched your show develop here over the last few weeks and months, it's very exciting to be on this side of the camera.
Well, hey, it's better than on that side than the other. You know?
Yeah.
So how's it feel to be on my show today?
I don't know. I'm excited. I gotta be honest with you. I'm normally the one throwing the questions, so we'll see how this goes.
You know what? I think this is gonna go. It's gonna go pretty good. You know. All right, Ron. First question. So when did you first start working at Wood TV 8, and why?
Well, I as a on-air employee, I started working there in 2012. I was the weekend sports anchor. I came from South Bend, where I was a reporter and a sports anchor as well. But I actually started working there in 2009. I was an intern while I went to Grand Valley in the sports office with Jack Doles, Jason Tersis, Larry Figurski. And I would go out and I would shoot basketball games and football games and come back, cut the highlights, write a little shot sheet script for the anchors, and then they'd go on and they'd anchor it. Well, after my internship, they kept me on to sort of do the same thing I was doing, but to make a little money at it while I was still in school and to hone the craft, get a little better at it, get some opportunities doing some demo tapes on the anchor desk, which was exciting. But what happened was the crew that I was working with ran into a bit of a problem where someone was out sick for an extended period of time and the other two were on vacation. So they needed someone to fill in to be on air. And so in June of 2011, after working there for 2 years, I got my first chance to be on TV in West Michigan in the station I grew up watching. And that was a very exciting time. It didn't lead to any long-term employment immediately, but I'd made a good enough impression where when I left for Indiana for a year and then the weekend job opened up, I was fortunate enough to get that job. And I always wanted to work here in West Michigan, specifically at Wood TV, just because that's the station we grew up watching in my household.
You know, I grew up watching that too in my household too. And so when you were on TV, before you went on air, were you nervous at first?
I don't know if nervous is the right word. I was terrified.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good nerves.
Yeah, it was good nerves. I mean, yes. you trust yourself. You know that, Joe. But
yeah, exactly.
Nerves are good, you know. Nerves are they're a sign of the moment and just how big it is in your life. And, you know, as long as you can harness those nerves and put all your preparation and practice to work, then there's no question you'll be great no matter how it goes.
Exactly. And I also heard on Wood TV, they have like the behind the desk. Usually they have this, but correct me if I'm wrong here. I think you told your story about when you were the sports reporter,
mm-hmm.
and when someone collapsed on the basketball court.
Yeah, that was
that correctly.
Yeah, that you know, you're correct. That was one of my more impactful nights, and that was when I was actually freelancing. I was what we call a stringer. So I had graduated from the internship, and I had gone out to a basketball game, Fenville versus Bridgman, It was the end of the regular season, and Fenville was, they were looking to win their conference and have one of the best seasons in school history. And, you know, it's about an hour-ish from the station. So in order to get the highlights back for the 10 o'clock news, I would have had to have left Fenville by 9-ish. And what ended up happening was the game went into overtime. So I called my sports director, Jack Doles, and I said, what do you want me to do? He said, stay for a couple of buckets of both teams so you can get back and, you know, get out of there as fast as you can. Well, it was just such a good game, and I don't know what it was, but something kept me there. And I ended up getting the game-winning shot by Wes Leonard for Fenville. And they, you know, they celebrated. They threw him up on their shoulders. They lifted him up, and I booked it out of the high school because I had to get back. And, you know, tragically, Wes collapsed seconds later, and he died on the court. And that was a, you know, I'll just never forget. That will always hold a spot for me. You know, the impact that his death had on the community, those kids. And really, I mean, this region, you know, people flocked here. And there's been some great strides made with AEDs in schools because of Wes. So his legacy lives on. And I know it's saved a bunch of lives already.
Yeah, it did. Alrighty. All right, Ron, next question. So how did you hear about the Joe Show connecting all abilities, and why was it important for you to have it on your show?
So I heard about your show from a former coworker of mine who his name is Joe Licio. He is now working at Mary Freebed, and he was blown away by your ability. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think you were transcribing some of their ads or into Braille for them so that people with visual impairments could understand them better. And he was blown away by that. And then he caught wind of the Joe Show. And he said, Casey, you got to check this out. This kid's incredible. What he is doing is remarkable. And I think it would fit perfectly into the segment that we do on Your Corner on Wednesdays. So I checked it out, did all my research into you, and I said, no doubt, yeah, this is something that we want to showcase, because what that segment is, you know, that's about elevating people within our community that, you know, maybe the neighbors know about their stories, but everyone needs to hear about it, and we have got the platform to do that. And so then I talked to Mindy, and and I said, this is going to work.
I think it will.
Yeah, so that was why it was important to me to give the Joe Show a spot on Your Corner, because I think it fits just into what we're trying to do and what we're trying to elevate, Joe, and that's everyday neighbors who are doing extraordinary things that I think inspire others and inspire a community.
Right, and also do acts of kindness too, because I love that platform. The behind on Your Corner, because it also brings a feel-good story, or feel-good story about that person at the end of the newscast.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
to make everyone feel better too at the end of the day, you know, like end of the day deal. But when I heard the story, like, excuse me, my dad actually recorded it, and I was listening to it, and when I was getting my text messages on my iPad, they were like blowing up like crazy. I'll tell you that, and I'm not kidding. I was getting text messages from my friends and relatives.
Well, that's good. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's nothing that I did and nothing that WoodTV did. It's all everything that you've been able to do and accomplish, and we're just fortunate enough to be able to showcase that and share it with the community. And that's the whole idea. Those text messages and the iPad blowing up, you know, that's the response that we want from people. We want people to see what's happening that maybe they're not aware of, and bring attention and awareness to it.
Yeah, they should be aware of it too, so that they know. And when you talked about the Mary Freebed, like when I was like doing the narration, I was doing the narration. I had to say what I was going to be saying first before I went ahead and when I said the questions and so that way the visually impaired knows what's going on and where that person's going. Like that person's going into the visually impaired center, you know, for an example. But yeah, so I'm very glad that he brought the story to you, and big shout out to him too. You know, but kudos to him. Alrighty, Ron, question three. So have you had any experience before this with the handicapped community?
Yes. And I think, you know, I think that is one of the great privileges of the job that I do, is just the corners of the community that you get to touch. And one of those corners is the handicapped community. Telling those stories, you know, Joe, sharing your story and others like it. Last week we shared a story of a young man with Duchenne muscular dystrophy and just what he's been able to accomplish through power sports. And, you know, those types of stories, I mean, I think for most people, they face adversity in life. But that's relative when you see the adversity that others face firsthand. And I love sharing stories of the handicapped community because I think, you know, it shows really that we can all overcome the adversity and the obstacles.
And break barriers, too.
Break barriers that are in front of us that, you know, it really is the essence of the human spirit.
Yeah, I agree with you there 100%. And speaking of that story, I watched that. I'm trying to remember what day it aired on. I think was it Thursday or Wednesday?
Yeah, it would have been Wednesday.
I think it was Wednesday. I heard about that, and he wants to get a soccer chair, or like a power chair, for his soccer, so he can play soccer. That's going to cost a lot of money too.
Yeah, they're about $7,000 right now. He's kind of renting it through Mary's Freebed, but he'd like his own.
Well, I was touched by his story.
Yeah, he wants a lot like you. He wants to be an advocate for others like him, to show people the similarities and also the differences, because there's importance in knowing the differences so that we can help and be aware.
Right, kind of like being an ambassador and an advocate for the people with disabilities too, and, you know, showing that all people with disabilities can, you know, that people with disabilities or visual impairments, for an example, can function in real life too, like everybody else, and be in the community, even for people that are wheelchair bound too, that like that too. But I love that story.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So did you come up with the name on your corner, or did they come up with the name?
That was I came up with that. And originally, you know, I'd been pushing for this segment for, well, now it's about 2 years. It was about April 2019 is when I really started to make a push for it. And we talked about it at a station, but it's a great undertaking, just resources-wise and my schedule-wise. We put it on the back burner for a bit. And last year, when, you know, there was so much unrest and the pandemic had hit, it felt like the right time to unleash some good that was happening right around us that maybe people didn't know about. And so originally the name On Your Corner came from, I had planned on being at the actual intersection of where we had filmed the story. And as the idea started to grow and mature and evolve, it became more figurative that the corner is really where the worlds of the story are intersecting, where the story that you're watching is intersecting with your life at home. And so that's kind of where On Your Corner was birthed.
Oh, I love, well, it's a very nice name for that too. And also, when you mentioned that, I mean, that was also to take everyone's minds off of their worries for a little while, just to, you know, just to bring some tears of joy and bring some happiness.
Happiness, yep.
To people that need it right now, because the world is going through so much pain. right now. Yeah. So would you like to feature more stories about people that about the successes of people with disabilities and moving forward?
100%. Yeah, no question. We've got a platform, like I said, to showcase the good that's happening all around us. You know, and if you have individuals who are overcoming obstacles, who are showing others how it can be done, maybe it's not the same obstacle or the same difficulty, but you can take that moment and you can apply it to your life. Any one of those stories, Joe, whether it's an individual with a handicap or not, that's got a place on your corner. It's got a place in stories, you know, in local news. It's because it is, it's the root of community. And, you know, if we can take those moments and highlight and showcase them and make an impact on others who are watching, that's where they belong. And those are the types of stories that we're always looking to tell.
Well, I like that. I mean, I think those stories should be highlighted and like more often too. You know, because it shows them it actually shows them that there is a place in their heart and something that they can do in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, for example, I got a place in my heart and I'm doing something for the community.
And now others know about it.
Huh?
And now others know about it, right?
That's right. That, you know what? That, you know.
It expands your audience. You know, you've got the group that already knows about it, but getting it out elsewhere on other platforms and other mediums expands that audience, and it creates a greater impact, a larger reach.
Yeah, it does. But it'll get there slowly, but you just got to let it get some time and got to be flexible and have patience first, too. But it'll get there. But we just got to give it time. And, you know, because also helping the community is also important, too, in helping those with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And helping them move forward. That's a good idea to help them move forward, because if they're not moving forward in life, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? You know, that's also a big step too. That's another direction. That's another step in independence for people with disabilities and like me, visual impairments, like I just mentioned. But you know, yes. All right, Ron, question five. How does it feel to be, hold on. Yeah, how does it feel to be interviewed instead of the interviewer?
It's like that. You asked me earlier what it was like. Was I nervous before the first time I went on TV? It's sort of the similar feeling. I don't want to say it's terrifying, but it is a little nerve-wracking. You know, when you're the person who's always formulating the questions, you don't have to answer them. It is an interesting dynamic to be on this side of the questions. It's not somewhere I always find myself, but I think it is a very important role and place for me to sit to understand the impact my questions have on people that I ask them to be on this side of it and feel, you know, how those questions hit and how you have to come up with a response on the fly like this. It's pretty hard to do.
Well, it can be tricky at times, yeah. But just got to come up with it.
I mean, you answered my questions, right? Yeah, it's easier to ask the questions, isn't it?
Yeah. It's easy. You just got to give me time. I mean, I gotta first, like for example, when I gotta put something in my recorder, I gotta record it first. And when I get these questions in, I practice. And then the more I get better at it, the more I can answer them easily.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but just gotta. I mean, it's like for example, like okay, like you're going to be making an announcement or something, or if you're or you're going to be interviewed or something, and you're about to go on like go on air or something and be interviewed, you know, and they're going to be asking you questions, and then when you think you just start thinking like, oh, like what are they going to ask me? What are they going to say to me? And you know, also like, what are they going to interview me about? But just, you know, like, what are they going to ask me? But you just got to take the time. And also, you know, I mean, nerves, I mean, we all get them, but they're good nerves.
But, and what I always tell people, Joe, and, you know, a little taste of my own medicine here, being the one that's getting interviewed, the interviewee is, you know, no question that I'm going to ask you, you don't know the answer to, because it's your story and I'm just trying to find out about it. So that's kind of the approach that I took today. I was hoping that I would know all the answers to the questions, and you're just getting a little bit more of my story.
Yeah, I am. I'm you know what? I'm getting the story right there. I think that's where I'm getting it. But you know, it's because I love your story too, and you know, and then because you're telling me your story, that and also, and then you know what, when you tell a story, it's like where you also not only have that, but you also have that place in your heart too,
mm-hmm.
and also in your mind too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you do have that.
Yeah,
and I think you're unstoppable.
Thank you.
Hey,
as are you.
What?
As are you.
Oh, hey, thank you to you too. Oh man, we're having good conversations, and I'm asking the questions. But, and also my last question for you. When you're not working, what do you do to relax during your free time?
Well, there's not a lot of relaxing right now because I've got a 16-month-old son. So most of my downtime is spent chasing him around the house or in the yard, which is everything I want to be doing right now. My wife and I are thrilled to be first-time parents. We do, though, as a family, my wife and I, and now we're trying to instill this in my son, is we like to travel. We like to be outdoors. We like to camp and hike and be by the water. So we're very outdoorsy people. The summer months here in Michigan are great for that. So we're looking forward to another wonderful summer of getting around this state and experiencing the woods a little bit. And in the wintertime, you know, we like to be outside too on a hill with skis or snowboards. And yeah, we just like to be outside. So that's pretty much we're spending most of our time. And our 16-month-old son, for as young as he is, that's already been ingrained in him. The first thing he wants to do when he wakes up in the morning is take the dog outside, and he'll spend hours out there if you let him. So that's where you'll find us most days.
Oh, well, in the summertime, it also feels good to get out in the summer and enjoy the fresh air.
There's nothing like a nice crisp breeze on a spring or summer morning.
Yeah. Well, the cool air, well, a little bit cool, but it's also warm air in the summer. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know? There's nothing wrong with that, but I love it. Well, thank you very much for coming on my show today and taking the time out of your schedule to come here and have me interview you on my show today.
I just want to thank you, Joe. I understand that, you know, this show's pretty hard to get on, that Mindy's got you booked out pretty much through the summer months, so I appreciate you finding a spot for me, and I hope that there was some useful information for people out there, and I'm excited to see what else comes from the Joe Show. I'm grateful to have been a part of it. So thank you so much for first doing the story with me to begin with, but more importantly for having me on today and putting me in the hot seat.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you're in the hot seat. As long as it's not cold.
But with these lights.
Oh, there you go. Nothing wrong, but all righty. Is there anything before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
No, I think we had a pretty good conversation today.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I just want to reiterate how grateful I am to have been a part of it. So thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. I hope to maybe have you back here. I hope to have you back on the show sometime in the future.
I'll be waiting for that invite then.
Oh, all righty. Well, I think there'll be more surprises from this show. There'll be plenty more in the years to come. And is there anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up. All righty. Do you got anything else for me, Ron? Nope. All right. I guess he's off to sleep, folks.
Some co-host.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and hit that comment button or hit that like button. And please comment down below and write a review. And also, don't forget to leave a rating. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast. And you can also find it on anchor.fm. And you can also find it on Spotify and Stitcher. And my show airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays on WKTV's Channel 25 and AT&T 99. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I hope you all have a good and safe week. And then please take care of yourself and each other. And until next time, peace.